Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Bosman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Bosman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive towards short. Elia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hamlin. Agee moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Agee moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. McMullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee tags and scores. Buford tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman catches it and steps on second to double up Buford. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance takes first base on ball four. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Martin reaches second base with a double. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Elia reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. Elia moves to third. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossman bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Savarin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Bossman and Buford is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Martin moves to second. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Elia is walked intentionally. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Al Weiss. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine throws the ball into Hamlin, who tags Burgess trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Robinson scores. Martin scores. Elia moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chance is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Camilli for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee bunts towards third. Savarin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Dick Lines now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin hits a fly ball into right field. McMullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brinkman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken Berry now playing left field. Paul Casanova pinch hits for Dick Lines. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 2 in the game. Savarin is hit by the pitch. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters bunts towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Humphreys. Agee moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jim Hannon now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Elia hits a fly ball into right field. McMullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive towards short. Elia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. McCraw scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 12-0, White Sox. Mike McCormick now pitching. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Gene Freese now playing third base. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Savarin hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.